Lifting by Dr. Eric Plasker. Have you ever stopped to think about how many times a day you lift something? Something moderately or not so moderately heavy? It could be a bag of groceries, a child, a pet, suitcase, or weights at the gym. The list of possibilities is endless. Lifting is a part of life. But it's how you lift, not what you lift, that determines whether you are building strength and resilience or setting yourself up for pain, or worse. There is definitely a right way and a wrong way to lift, and not everyone knows the difference. And if you're not keeping your spine and nervous system strong and aligned before you reach for that next bag of groceries, well, you could be in for a surprise. The wrong way. Just about everyone has picked something up the wrong way, and immediately realized what they've done. You bend over at the waist. But this time, for whatever reason, you twist your back in mid-motion to grab something from the floor. You accidentally overload one side of your body. Maybe someone called your name or you were in a rush. It doesn't really matter whether or not you were paying attention, or even if you were never shown how to lift properly. The result is the same, and the most common cause of back injuries. When you lift something, even things that aren't too heavy, with bad form, you put stress on your spine, muscles, and joints. If your body is already out of alignment, the result is even worse. What happens next could be muscle strains and spasms, herniated or bulging discs, sciatica or nerve compression, long-term degeneration of spinal structures, and eventually, chronic pain or disability. These aren't necessarily things that heal over time or with rest. In just a single moment, you can create ongoing, real-life problems. Created in the comfort of your home, no gym required. The right way. Ask anyone who is familiar with lifting mechanics and form, and they will tell you that good lifting isn't just about brute strength. It's actually about alignment, posture, and control. Whether you're picking up a box of books or a small dog, follow these key steps. Stand close to the object with your feet shoulder-width apart. Bend at your hips and knees, not your back. Keep your spine neutral, no rounding or arching. Engage your core before and during the lift. Lift with your legs, keeping the object close to your body. Avoid twisting your body, pivot with your feet instead. Lower the object the same way you lifted it. Lifting is about being aware and intentional. When you lift right, you're training your body to stay strong and prevent injury for the long haul. The truth is, even if you master lifting heavy weights at the gym and have a perfect record when it comes to being aware and intentional, here's the truth. If you haven't been taking care of your spine, if your back is compromised before you even attempt to pick up the baby or the barbell, great form isn't a guarantee. If your spine is out of alignment to start with, your muscles have to work harder to compensate for this instability, and your nervous system can't fully coordinate movement. This leaves you more vulnerable to injury. That's why regular chiropractic adjustments are essential. Having regular adjustments helps to keep your spine aligned, your nervous system functioning at 100%, and your body moving as it was designed to. Your 100-year lifestyle is all about optimizing performance, whether you're a professional athlete or not. When we talk about optimizing performance, that includes preventing future problems and giving your body the best possible chance to thrive for 100 years and beyond. Strong for life. So, regardless of your age, even if you're only lifting a laundry basket, do yourself a favor and do it right. Your body will thank you now, and decades from now. Ready to start optimizing your performance? Find a 100-year lifestyle chiropractor near you and start lifting and living like a pro.